media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning. Now, welcome to the call, the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Kurt Cignetti. Good morning, Coach Cignetti.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Another exciting day at Rhodes Stadium, another tight game, but a fifth straight win for your club, 25-17 over William & Mary. As you've gone back and looked at it, what impressed you about your team's performance?
Well, I think the number one factor is just we find a way, and we believe, and, you know, we won't be denied. And, you know, every game is different, but they all seem to end the same way up to this point, down to the last play. And, we find a way to make it interesting all the time. And, it's a good win. There are no bad wins. And, of course, we're off this week, and I think that's coming at a good time.
Five straight wins, all by eight or less, and sitting 3-0 and on top of the CA standings. What's the feeling around your group and around campus?
Well, you know, I think people are excited about Elon football. We had a really nice crowd Saturday, and there was a lot of enthusiasm in the stadium, and I give the players a lot of credit. You know, they've bought in and really done a great job and putting forth a lot of effort and, you know, great commitment on their part. And of course, you know, we all know that's in the past, and but we all certainly respect the job that they've done, but we also understand too that, you know, it's about what we're going to do now, and building off past successes, having a good day today, and putting ourselves in the best position for tomorrow.
We're here with Elon head coach Kurt Cignetti. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. Start with your defensive guys, and you hold a William & Mary offense to 271 yards, and maybe most impressively, seven sacks from your defensive front. Talk about the way those guys played and how maybe the pressure that they're able to put from the line helps make your secondary and your back end better.
Yeah. Well, you know, I thought we played really well on defense. You know, we started out really strong. The first four series, I think 13 plays, 22 yards, and then came up with two turnovers to the next three series, and that was the end of the first half. So, you know, we played extremely well. And then, we had a lull there in the third quarter, kind of as a team. William & Mary gained about 70% of their yards in the third quarter, but we shut them out in the fourth quarter, and when we had to make the plays we did, obviously the seven sacks were big. Marcus Willoughby and Dondre Howell had two each and had a couple tackles for loss also. So I think we're playing really well at defensive end, and we're playing well up front, and I give William & Mary a lot of credit. They came out strong in the second half. We're up 23-3 at halftime. And, they kind of took it to us and sort of had us on the ropes. But, when we had to make the plays, we made them and, found a way again at the end.
I know when we talked early in the year, you were with a new system that you were bringing on defense, you talked about how early on that it took your guys a while to make some adjustments and start playing at speed. They obviously have done that. How impressed are you with the ability to pick up the system, and they obviously have adjusted to it pretty well?
Well, repetition's a mother of learning, and our guys are playing with an attitude and an edge. They're playing with a lot of emotion. They're flying around the ball and playing fast and physical. And our defense, I think we've got a great assistant coaching staff here, and of course the defense is led by Tony Trisciani, and he's got a package, and we're multiple on defense, and we present a lot of different looks and various blitzes and coverages and disguises, so we've been able to keep guys opponents off balance. But it still comes down to all 11 guys doing their job and executing, and we're doing a much better job of that every week that goes by. I did think that, in the second half, I thought we did get a little tired. It was our sixth straight game. William & Mary had played one less game than us, had a bye week. I thought that showed up on tape a little bit, but fortunately, we're out front.
So Switching sides to your offense, and Malcolm Summers with another solid day, 81 yards and two touchdowns. Not the, the massive numbers that he put out the 3 weeks prior, but I know he got tweaked the leg injury. What's his status and for you guys going forward?
Well, he tweaked his ham, and we're still evaluating it. I don't think it's a real bad ham. We'll learn more today. You know, Deshaun McNair came in, did a nice job. Of course, Breland Cyphers has played a lot for us, too. So, I mean, I think we have three capable backs. Malcolm had a couple of nice runs, you know, early in the game. And, I think our pass game early in the game was really effective. You know, Davis Cheek had a real nice day. So, but we'll learn more about, you know, Malcolm.
Yeah, I was going to touch on Davis. Only 16 attempts, but completes 12 of them for almost 179 yards, and also had that nice touchdown run on the scramble. Talk about his effort and how he continues to improve.
Yeah, he's getting better, you know, every week, and I thought he really played well on Saturday. You know, there was one interception, but, you know, his arm got hit as he was releasing the ball, which changed the trajectory of the pass. So, you know, there were 16 attempts, but he had seven runs also. He had some key runs in the game, scramble situations. You know, he's 12 of 16, you know, for 180 yards. First play of the game, you know, went for 50. And, you know, he was extremely accurate, dead on all the throws, making all the right reads. So, and he's playing with a lot of poise. He's playing like a veteran. And, you know, it's comforting to have a guy like that under center.
With six straight weeks of games, as you touched on, and back-to-back road games facing you, is this as good a time as any for a bye week for your guys?
Yeah, it's as good a time as any because it's now. I sort of felt going in we could have used one last week, but, you know, that's not the way the schedule played out. And but this is much needed, and, you know, we'll try to do the best job we can in terms of, you know, balancing rest and recovery and recruiting time and, you know, some practice time. There's some areas, you know, where we can improve fundamentally. So to, you know, kind of use this thing and make sure we come out of it healthy and a little bit better.
All right, Coach Sig, thanks as always for the time today, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Thank you, Ron.
All right, thank you.